This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. If you're in leadership as a Christian, you are called upon to be a servant leader. What does that mean? Well, look at Joshua 19, 49 through 51. Prior to this, you read in Joshua about the various territories allotted to each of the tribes. Here you read about the territory allotted to Joshua. He was a true leader who modeled what he wanted others to do. First, he carried out the assignment he was given. Second, he concerned himself for others and their interests. Finally, when the task was coming to a close, he thought about himself. Every good leader will do the same. People will follow a leader who knows where he's going and what he is setting out to do. They will know instinctively if he is a person who is looking out for their interests and is concerned about their welfare. And they'll be happy for him and support him when he gets around to providing for himself. This is precisely what Jesus said when he pointed out that if you want to be a leader, you need to start out by serving others. A servant leader pleases the Lord and effectively mobilizes others. Jesus also said the last would be first. Joshua illustrated this as he led the children of Israel in conquering the promised land, territory by territory, and occupying it, tribe by tribe. If you follow Joshua's example, you'll be blessed by God as he was. Servant leaders take their orders from God and carry them out. While doing this, always look out for the welfare and interests of others before your own. When you do this, God will look out for you and bless you. I'd like to hear from you. You can email me, ludgolds@outlook.com.